Hey everyone, welcome to the Builders Briefing for April 22, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And we have a packed show today. Claude Code had arguably its best day in months. Apple has a new CEO, and a Roblox cheat tool took down Vercel.
Yeah, it's one of those days where you wake up, check Hacker News, and just keep scrolling, because every other story is something you need to actually pay attention to. Let's get into it.
Alright, so, the big story. Three things landed simultaneously for Claude Code that together make it a genuinely different tool than it was yesterday. First, Zillis shipped something called Claude Context. It's an MCP server that indexes your entire codebase and makes it semantically searchable by any coding agent.
This is huge. Like, the single biggest pain point with using Claude Code on real projects has been context management. You're constantly stuffing files in manually, hoping the model has enough to work with. Now you just point it at your repo, and it can navigate a monorepo the way a senior engineer would.
Exactly. And on top of that, Anthropic quietly confirmed that OpenClaw-style CLI usage is allowed again. Remember last month when a bunch of third-party tooling just froze because nobody knew if they were violating the terms?
Right. That was a mess. A lot of people shelved their custom Claude integrations and open-source wrappers. So, if that was you, you're clear to ship again.
And the third piece is this Plamming with Files pattern. Basically a Claude Code skill that replicates the persistent markdown planning workflow that was reportedly core to the Manus acquisition. You know, the $2 billion one. If your AI coding sessions lose coherence on multi-step tasks, persistent plam files as agent state is a proven fix.
What's wild to me is the signal this sends about where the competition is heading. It's not about raw model quality anymore. It's context infrastructure and workflow orchestration. MCP integrations, structured planning. That's where the leverage is right now.
Couldn't agree more. Okay, shifting to AI and models. Prism ML demonstrated something called ternary quantization, 1.58 bits per weight, and it's actually hitting competitive intelligence benchmarks.
Wait, 1.58 bits? That's absurdly small. For context, most models run at 16 bits, and even aggressive quantization usually stops at 4. If this holds up, you're talking about models that can actually run on edge devices and phones without being useless.
Yeah, it's called ternary bonsai. Link in the briefing if you want the details. And then there's this neat tool from Kimi, a vendor verifier that audits whether your inference provider is actually running the model they claim to be running.
Oh, I love this. Because it's an open secret that some providers quietly swap and quantize versions or even different models entirely. If you're comparison shopping APIs, this catches those substitutions before they hit your users. That's a real trust gap being filled.
On the developer tools front, besides the Claude Code stuff we already covered, a couple things stood out. There's a CRDT-based collaborative graph database from Codemix that's type-safe and built for real-time collaboration.
That's interesting because if you're building local-first apps or anything multiplayer that needs graph relationships, CRDTs are the right primitive, but nobody had a good graph implementation. This is genuinely novel and worth evaluating.
And LangFuse keeps trending as the open-source LLM observability standard. It integrates with OpenTelemetry, LangChain, OpenAI SDK, Light LLM. If you're running LLM workloads without observability, this is becoming the default choice.
Honestly, if you're not running observability on your LLM calls at this point, you're flying blind. LangFuse gives you evals, traces, prompt management, no vendor lock-in. There's really no excuse anymore.
Okay, the other massive story today. Tim Cook is stepping up to chairman at Apple, and John Ternus, the hardware chief, is taking over as CEO.
This is the biggest corporate transition in tech in years, and the choice of Ternus is really telling. Apple is doubling down on its hardware-first identity. If you're building for Apple platforms, expect the Apple Silicon Plus on-device AI bet to accelerate hard.
Then Thompson over at Stratacary has a great analysis, framing this as Cook exiting at peak operational execution before the next platform shift demands a different kind of leader. Link in the briefing, it's worth the read for strategic context.
The Ternus era probably means tighter hardware-software integration and way more aggressive local inference. Which, by the way, ties right back to that ternary quantization research. If you can run competitive models at 1.58 bits, on-device AI on Apple Silicon gets very real.
Great connection. Now, here's a fun one. a Roblox cheat tool combined with an AI code generation tool cascaded into a platform-wide Vercel outage.
I'm sorry, what? A Roblox cheat script took down Vercel?
Yep, there's a full postmortem, basically a noisy neighbor problem. AI-generated traffic at scale overwhelmed the platform. If you're building on serverless, this is a concrete reminder that your SLA depends entirely on your provider's abuse detection.
That's sobering, and it's only going to get worse as AI-generated traffic increases. If your architecture doesn't have a plan B for when your platform provider goes down, you need one.
Also, a quick shout out to VidStudio, a browser-based video editor that never uploads your files. Everything runs locally, no server-side processing. If you need to embed video editing in your product, or want privacy-first internal tools, link in the briefing. Alright, quick hits. Someone's running Minecraft on a 1960s UNIVAC because of course they are.
As one does. I also love the Mini Tokyo 3D project, a real-time 3D map of Tokyo's entire transit system, and it's open source.
There's also Tag Tinker, which lets you edit store price tags using a Flipper Zero. The briefing literally says, don't actually do this, which I'm going to second.
Yeah, and M&T reform is trending. That open hardware laptop designed and assembled in Germany. It's a beautiful project for anyone who cares about repairable, transparent hardware.
All right, let's land the plane. Today's takeaway, the Claude Code ecosystem had its best day in months. Full code-based semantic search via MCP, persistent planning patterns, CLI access clarity. All at once. If you're building AI-assisted developer workflows, the stack is now MCP for context, Markdown plans for state, and LangFuse for observability.
And adopt those patterns before your competitors do. The competitive surface really has shifted from which model is smartest to who has the best context infrastructure and workflow orchestration. That's the game now.
And keep that Vercel outage in mind. If AI-generated traffic can take down your platform provider, your architecture needs redundancy. All right, that's the Builder's Briefing for April 22nd. All the links are in the show notes.
Go build something great, and we'll see you tomorrow.